What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show where your questions and our in-the-moment dice rolls inspire off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Mr. Rarick, your host, joined by Mamma Jamma, but my character's name is Swan Song. She's a swan person and a troubadour.
And then there's me, Alabaster Zero, playing Alabama Hera. She's a cyclops. Gumslinger, and you better watch out for her bubblegum lasso.
And finally, it's me, Fred the Dog, playing Malador, the Shell Shark Smelladin. Shell Shark Smelladin. Why did I give myself a name so hard to say?
Should we say Crab Shark?
No,
I like it.
Okay, adventurers, let's get our question from a patron named Zachy, who may be going by Zach now.
Hi, What If Adventure. I have a question, and my name is Zach. My question is, what if snow got on the moon?
Oh, Zach, I'd love to see it snow on the moon.
Yeah, and whether it's Zach or Zachy these days, we're really grateful for your question.
Well, before we jump into our story, should we give them a quick recap?
Well, last time we found ourselves in the far future, in the city of Dogopolis.
We tried talking to a local bulldog in a flying car, but they sounded an alarm.
Then we were gonna go on a flying bus train thing when a weird skeletal guardian started forming up out of the dirt.
This future city was really pretty and it had a lot of green spaces and yummy dog bones buried in the dirt,
except the bones were chasing us. Naturally, we bravely ran away.
All the way to the Founders Museum.
And we learned that the Founders were those doggy bandits that we met in the past.
We don't know what they've done to the future, but all the people that had gone missing.
Sarah Penta Server.
The Nom 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 Bat Babies.
And Mandy Kaur, the sister of Kaimi Roar.
We're all exhibits in a museum.
A museum that we found ourselves trapped in.
Until Skull and Bones drilled their way through.
Yes, but is Skull and Bones an ally?
Well, yeah, I'm joining the adventure today. Were you ever going to introduce me?
Yeah, I thought it would be more surprising to do it this way.
I've just been waiting and waiting.
Oh, yes, everyone, this is Scully the Squid.
And I'm playing Skull and Bones, a skeleton trickster who's still around somehow in the far distant future.
So let's find out why as we answer Zachy's question, what if snow got on the moon? Adventurers, you find yourselves on the second floor of the Founders Museum, staring down at Skull and Bones. Mamma Jamma, you have met this skeleton trickster, and Malador and Alabama are familiar with their adventures, but you've never seen them before.
Okay, you three. I know you probably got a lot of questions.
I have only questions. All the questions.
But it's really important that we get out of this museum as soon as possible.
Leaving so soon,
says Sarapin to the server as she slithers up to the icy wall, keeping her trapped in her exhibit.
We could really use some company,
says Mandy Kaur, a part lion, part scorpion, part dragon, who starts scratching on her ice wall. Say the Nombats, flittering around and gently bouncing off of their ice wall, ineffectively.
No, Skellen, we've got to get them out of here.
We don't have time. The Founders will find us soon.
All the dogs in this city are scared of us. We've got nothing to worry about.
You're right. The doggy people are peaceful, but the Founders, they've changed.
Well, that's ominous and mysterious. Let's find out more.
At that moment, the statue of the four dog people riding the sled seems to shift, the stone-carved dogs turning to regard you.
Do not listen to Bad the Bone.
They are a menace.
And they never let us chew on them.
Oh, I think they found us.
What do you mean found us? They were here the whole time. And whatever happened to that friendly Fred voice?
It is the non-threatening voice that keeps the people of Dogopolis complacent.
I don't know why they don't just let me do the morning announcements.
You just talk about everything you've chewed and sniffed the day before. Yeah, well, I'd be interested in that.
I'm interested in you founders answering some questions.
By all means, simply enter your exhibit.
You mean their new home, right?
Right, enter your new home.
It will tell you everything you could ever want to know.
Adventurers, with those words, you cannot help but look to this home or exhibit they're referring to. It's a spacious, warm, inviting room with wide windows looking out upon a city of wonders and stacked full of whatever might entice each of you to go investigate.
I'm afraid we won't go quietly into any exhibit.
Even if there is a comfy, smell shark-sized bed sitting in there.
And bubblegum stacked up to the ceiling.
And a brand new electric lute.
I need each of you to roll wonder to try to resist the pull of this room.
Here goes. Natural 20 plus 6.
Mama Jamma, you've heard of siren songs pulling sailors in. And you resist it so readily that I'll let you help if one of the other players fails.
My turn. That's a 4.
Oh yeah, okay, so I'm gonna help.
Reroll, Fred.
Yay! That's a 3.
Oh.
My turn. Oh, that's a 2 on a die 6.
Each of you takes one hurt as you feel the pull wearing down your will, drawing you in towards the room.
I want to join them pretending to be under the spell. Oh, brave and wise founders. This room setup is too sweet to resist. I've suddenly completely changed my mind. Wow, our secret magic worked really good.
I want to try to sneak some bubblegum into my ears. See if that'll help me resist the pull.
It's not actually a song. It's the sight of the place that is drawing you in.
Then I squeeze my eyes shut.
Okay, that'll help you on future rolls to resist, but make it harder to do anything you might have to see in order to succeed at.
Malador says, must resist comfortable bed with extra crab leg room.
But maybe if you told us why you're trying to capture us, I might go more willingly.
At Swansong and Malador, you can both roll wonder and take the better result.
17 plus 5.
Well, I don't think I can beat that, but I would too.
Still, your efforts together have loosened the stony lips of the founders.
In our time, we dogs with opposable thumbs were a new species.
And yet we inherited the problems of our predecessors.
Yeah, all the guilds and the goblins had pretty much doomed the planet to freezing over. Well, that wasn't us. We were trying to save the planet.
Well, you were not doing enough.
We had to get to the Plenty Gem. We were told it could transport us wherever we wanted to go.
So of course we went to the Tree of Ideas.
All right, everyone's gonna have to roll wonder again. Alabama, it'll be an easy roll for you since you've focused on resisting the effort.
Okay, so I'll roll 2 dice. A 3 and a 3.
It's not enough, I'm afraid. And this time, you take 2 more hurt.
Ugh, good thing we've gone up in level.
Okay, let's hope I do a little better this time. A 10.
Wait, can I crack one of my golden eggs over them to help them resist?
Mark it off and roll a d6.
You can roll it, Fred.
Okay, a 5. Swansong goes to break the egg on me, but I just gobble it up and it gives me power.
Yes, its golden warmth spreads through you, snapping you out of the spell, if only briefly.
My turn. Another natural 20 and 6.
Mama Gemma, you haven't felt the pull at all. And you can help someone else next round if they need it. But now the founding statues have fully come alive, separating from the sled and moving towards you, trying to corral you into the room.
We were only able to make the world safe again once we had absolute power.
And you three being free threatens all of that.
So just get in your fully furnished prison, I mean home.
Scullin, what have you been doing while the founders are distracted?
Well, if my bone drill body could get me into the museum, maybe it can free the trapped exhibits.
Wait, I thought that might be a bad idea.
Oh, it totally might be, but it at least might keep the founders busy.
Okay, Scullin, roll dare for me.
On it. Whoa, another natural 20!
You can let out Sarapant without alerting anyone, but it'll take 2 successes to get anyone else free.
Yeah, but didn't you sort of skip Scullin's turn twice?
Oh, I guess I did. So, Scullin, you can get 1 more roll.
All right, I'll start trying to free Mandy Core. That's a 12, but I finally learned the odds rule, so I'm going to add a d6.
Go for it.
3.
You've made a crack in the wall, but now the founders notice. One of the 3 statues barrels towards Scullin. What do the rest of you do?
I want to gum up its feet.
Okay, but if you open your eyes, the roll to resist the room won't be easy anymore.
Then so be it. Nah, I only rolled a 3.
There's sticky gum on the foot of this statue, but it hasn't slowed down.
Don't worry about me. Keep yourselves safe.
Do I see Sarapant?
Yes, now that you've looked this way, you all see that Sarapant is free. She looks very confused.
I want to try to sing her a song to inspire her to act.
Great, just go ahead and roll 1.
Oh, Sarapant, the serpent, you once served me a plate of frozen peas, and now you should help. 18 plus 2.
Sarapant snaps out of it and wraps up one of the statues tight with her silvery scaled body.
So Sarapant's a silver serpent?
Indeed.
Cool. Well, I'll try to wrestle one of the other statues, since I don't think my stinky potions would work on them.
All right, roll dare.
3 plus 3, I just cannot roll today.
You're amazed by the strength of this stone, and as you get very close, you notice that its eyes are diamonds.
Like the diamond statue of me!
Okay, everyone, time to roll to resist.
Ooh, a 6!
Focusing on protecting your friends seems to have distracted you from the strange pull of the exhibit room.
Now my turn. 15 plus 5.
Your rolls are so good today.
As usual, Swan Song, you have no problem.
Oh, now it's me. Oh, another 3.
But Swan Song's making it easier for you, remember? Don't succumb to the power of the bed.
So I roll again. Oh, 9.
On your second miss, Malador, you take 2 hurt.
Okay, I'm still standing.
Can I roll again to free Mandy Core?
Yes, you may.
8 plus 2.
She's still stuck fast.
All right, I see everyone getting really hurt and worn down, so I'm gonna try to get these statues dancing.
Okay, Mama Jamma, but to get all of their attention, you're gonna have to roll dare.
Hey, natural one.
Not surprisingly, the stone statues really don't feel like dancing today. And as you're flitting around and underfoot, one of them steps on you, dealing 2 hurt.
Everyone's a critic.
I'm gonna use my Cyclops horn to headbutt the icy wall, holding Mandy Core inside.
Alabama Hera takes off her 10-gallon cowgirl hat, and for the first time, you see the great big horn underneath. I'll make this an easy roll for you, as you are a giant with a horn on your head.
All right. Ugh, a 2 and a 2.
Mandy Core, being the most monstrous of the 3 exhibits, has the thickest ice around her, and you only manage to make a crack.
Well, I'll try again too. I also rolled 2 2s.
Forget this. I'm going to barrel into the thing.
Okay, An easy dare roll for you, Fred. Come on.
First good roll of the night. 18 plus 3.
And with a crash, Mandy Core is released.
Thank you. I wasn't lying about the company. It's really lonely in there.
And Mandy Core goes to grapple one of the statues, trying to push you all into the room. Swansong, you're the only one who hasn't gone.
Go for the diamond eyes.
Well, Swan are pretty good at pecking.
Roll dare for me.
Oh, another natural one.
You try to remove the magical diamond eye, but get swatted out of the sky. You land on the ground, stunned.
You mean I took 2 more hurt?
I'm afraid so, and you're not quite as hardy as Malador in Alabama.
Well, I am a swan.
Fortunately, you can't be drawn into the room while stunned, so you don't have to roll this round.
Whoop-dee-doo.
But Malador and Alabama still do.
Oh boy. Ugh, 2.
Wait, I want to give them a heart.
Roll again, Alabama.
3.
The dice have not been on your side. You feel yourself drawn into the room, and you're stunned as well.
So it's just me and Scullin?
That's right, but you've still got a roll, Fred.
6. Do I have any heart?
Yeah, you each have 1. I don't know why you didn't use them before.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, use my heart.
Reroll your d20.
5.
Well, can I give them my heart?
Sure. Another reroll?
9.
Okay, I would also like to give my heart to him.
I don't know if it's worth it with my rolling, but... 18!
Okay, you have all used up your hearts. But Malador resisted the pull this round.
I want to use my unstink potion. Now I'll have my crud bug deliver it to Alabama so I don't have to step into the room.
Very clever. You all haven't seen this crud bug in action before, as it normally just cleans Malador. But the squat little insect with a lamprey mouth scrambles over to Alabama
with a bubblegum-flavored healing potion.
And you heal 2 hurt.
Nice.
Well, I want to see if I can pry out the diamond from one of these statues.
Roll dare.
5 plus 1.
Oh, Scullin, you take 1 hurt.
Can I still act this round?
Yes, of course.
I want to step out of the room. I'm not trapped, right?
No, it seems like it needed all 3 of you in there.
I want to blow a giant bubble to try to cover the whole entrance.
Okay, roll for it.
2.
I'll make it an easy roll, since bubble blowing is your specialty.
Yes, okay. 6!
6 on a D6 for Alabama means a big success. You blow a big, sticky bubble that covers the whole room. None of you will have to roll to resist next round.
Well, we should have done that sooner.
The stone statue's slow, seeing the hurt swan song on the ground, and how mightily you all have resisted their magic.
What's going on?
Why are they not getting in their rooms?
Do they not wish to be saved?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Your magic isn't saving anyone, except for the dog people. And they can't even leave this city or play with anyone else.
And we have been trapped in here,
says Sarabande.
Ever since the Plenty Gem of Wind blew us forward in time,
says Mandy Core.
And all of you feel this way?
Say the Nombats.
Hey, while they're all talking, could I slip an unstink potion to Swansong too?
Go for it.
Okay, you heal to her too.
Honk! Are you all kidding me? When you're having to attack people to get them to do what you want, that's a pretty good indicator you're in the wrong.
There are other guardians of this city.
We cannot help you outside of the museum.
But I guess we'll stop trying to stuff you in a box.
Even though my bubblegum shield would have totally stopped you.
Let's not taunt the super powerful statues.
Scullin, do you have a plan to, save the world or at least get us out of here?
Mr. Eric told me that I have built a magical bone ship that'll take us to the moon. That's where the Tree of Ideas is, but I don't have a way to power it.
Each of the 3 statues removes 1 of its diamond eyes.
Long ago, we founding doggies used the Tree of Ideas.
and the power of the Plenty Gem of Air.
To make this wonderful city grow right out of the ground, while the rest of the world froze solid, and also the moon.
Each of these diamonds contains a frozen seed of the Idea Tree.
May they power your ship,
unite you in your noble cause,
and keep you warm on the frozen moon.
Well, thank you, but it's not good enough. You gotta free the Nom 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 Bats, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The icy wall in front of the Nom Bats melts without leaving a drop of water on the ground. And the Nom Bats fly out of the museum, its many icy windows now wide open.
Enjoy your freedom.
You can still hear the distant alarm blaring as the Nom Bats start flying back, each of them carrying a different dog bone.
They used to be part of the resistance.
Before you stands a small ship made out of bones, with a silvery sail of serpent scales, bound together with magical tufts of Nombat fur. Mandy Kor breathes fire on the three diamonds left upon the ground, and they crack open, revealing little seeds. The Nombats start squeaking at you again.
The other guardians are coming, so we should really get going to the moon.
The frozen moon.
That'll somehow help us turn back time?
And save the world! Or at least our world. Wait, this is really complicated.
The top of this massive museum has a great dome of shining clay, like an upside-down dog bowl, that somehow seems to slide open, revealing a path to the stars. And with the achingly slow speed of your schooner, you start sailing up into the sky and toward a moon that appears completely covered in white, powdery snow.
We can tell that from here?
Well, I obviously have a telescope on my spaceship.
Space schooner.
Moon schooner.
The end. All right, Zach, thank you for your question. And adventurers, I promise I have a whole moon adventure planned. But sometimes the dice rolling surprises you, and a challenge can turn into a whole story. Don't worry, we have a lot of space adventuring for you in our next adventure. And thank you for your patience.
Wait one cat and purring minute. I've got a meow out for our new patrons. Clara, age 8, and Lily, age 12. Clara's favorite characters are all the cats, but especially me, JF Cat. She also loves her cats, Daisy and Hopper. Lily loves all the characters, as well as playing the flute and other instruments.
Their mom's favorite character is Garfunkel, thank you, Katie. And as a family, they enjoy playing D&D together and were inspired to start playing after listening to Guilds and Goblins.
Thanks, Clara and Lily. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you adventurers at home who know that if someone is really resisting you, maybe it's time to look at what you're doing from their perspective. And until we adventure again, keep wondering.